Hi, y'all. It's me, Tammy Lynn, and we're here today with another episode of... I don't know.
You were so close.
I was really trying.
You were on a roll. I was here for it. I was invested. I already fucking signed off on the season two.
Not the season two. It was gonna get canceled after two episodes.
No! Straight to Netflix DVD! Say the thing.
Hi, and welcome to Gay Screaming. I'm one of your hosts, Jared. That's my name. Don't wear it out. I'm joined by...
Oh, she's worn out.
I am worn out. Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life. Sorry.
Bop.
Bop, that's your name?
Yeah. My name is Bop, yes. The Builder.
Bop the Builder. The Yas Builder.
I wish. I really wish.
You're craving that Yas Builder.
With
so
the
bad.
Way I was feeling the other day. Full disclosure, I was feeling very ugly today. And that's not me being like, give me compliments, but it's also like me being like, give me compliments.
Right.
But like, if I had a Yas pill in my hand,
everything would change.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't watch.
Also, I'm
the
Charlie,
Matrix.
By
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I'm Charlie. Missy Train. But in The Matrix, the movie,
yeah.
They have the blue pill, the red pill, and the Yas pill.
And the Yas. What about the NAR pill?
The NAR pill is on the back.
Uh-huh.
You have to find it. It's
okay.
Like a hidden compartment.
What color is the Yas pill?
Black. Yeah. Or pink. Black pink. Anyway, Yas pill. I don't know what where are we going with this?
We were saying hello.
Yeah. How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
A lot better this week compared to last week. I house sat for my mom. She was...
You sat on top of the house.
I did. Yeah. I did. You know, it was very cold outside some nights, but I made it through.
Right.
I did have a couple of quarrels with raccoons.
Oh, okay.
Roof.
Yeah. You had some roommates as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. So, like, there was a mouse.
Right.
Right? And my mom was just like, oh, it should be gone. Right?
What does
like,
that mean? Right? Oh, it should be gone.
Yeah, I'm just
set
like,
up a trap, bitch.
So there are already traps in the house, right?
Oh, okay.
So one night I'm playing the Animal Crossing update, right?
The Animal Crossing. Megan's the Animal Crossing. Okay, I need to stop.
I'm sitting. They should do a collaboration with her and give her a horse villager.
I think that would be iconic.
Right?
Yeah. Considering she did a collab with Popeyes, I think Animal Crossing is next.
Nintendo, let's get on it. Y'all did fucking Hello Kitty collabs.
Chris Pratt is right there, and you're fucking choosing him over iconic...
The Stallion.
Iconic collaborations with your intellectual properties and famous rappers.
I still think they need to make Pokemon Crossing.
I think that would be fun. Wouldn't that just be like Pokemon... Not Pokemon Snap, what's the name? Oh my god, there was like a game, and it was on the GameCube. Oh.
The Pokemon Channel?
Yeah, that.
I
but like better.
Better.
No, because the one I played, it wasn't that good.
What is it? What did
it
you
was
do?
Just like you walk around with Pikachu and like you like play with other Pokemon and like cute stuff. It was cute. It just wasn't that much to do.
He said it was cute.
But like it would be good if they expanded on that and made that into like an Animal Crossing-esque.
I would just like to see like a Cyndaquil wearing a scarf.
I love that.
You know?
I love that.
Like, I think that's a good game idea. And if Nintendo ever makes it, I expect to be credited and get residuals. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there in the living room
right.
playing the Animal Crossing update.
Barbecue sauce on your titties.
Uh-huh. And I'm on one thing of the couch, on one seat of the couch, and Legita, our famous guest from last episode,
right.
was on the other seat of the couch, right?
Yeah.
So we're dead on set on the screen, you know, we're focused, and then I start hearing some, like, noises around Legita's bowl as if something's, like, eating from her bowl.
Right, like you're living in a cupcake room.
Right, and I look at Legita and I'm like, if I'm here and you're there...
Then
who's flying the plane?
Yeah.
And I turn around and who is it? The mouse.
Yeah.
I named it Annabelle.
Because she like was a haunting?
No. Just because I felt like it was a cute name.
She didn't have pigtails?
No.
Damn.
She had a long tail though.
Oh.
Well, we'll get... But anyways, as I was saying, so named the mouse. We saw the mouse. It ran, like it darted behind the stove, and there was a bunch of traps like on the way there, so I'm like, how did it fucking get stuck?
Yeah.
Anyways, fast forward to
yesterday
my mom is back from her trip, you know, we're having breakfast, and then I go to wash the dishes, and my mom walks over by the trash can, and she starts freaking out.
Mm.
And she's like, and I'm like, what's wrong? And then she points, and then there's the mouse, Annabelle, laying on its side on the trap. And I was just like, oh, it's probably dead, you know, we'll probably be able to just throw it away. And so my mom's like, you need to get rid of it. And I'm like, how? And she's just like, just get rid of it. And then I'm like, okay, well, if it's already dead, you know.
You're going to pass up a snack?
Ratatouille?
Yeah.
So I walk over to the mouse and I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to lay you to rest. But then its little paws still moving. Like, it's still alive being like, help me. You know, and I was like, mom, it's still alive.
Listen. You're a Pikachu stan, and you're gonna sit here and let this mouse suffer?
Yeah, and so my mom was like, you need to kill it, and I was like, what do you mean I need to kill it? She was like, you need to kill it, and I was like, why don't you kill it? And she was like, you have to do it. And then I was just like, where's my sister when you need her?
You should have lit it on fire.
So I didn't know what to do, so at first I was like, what if I take the mercy route and put, like, a Tupperware over it, and then, like, take it out to the sewer, and just, like, throw it in
it
there.
Already got, like, debilitated by the freaking trap. It probably doesn't have long to live anyways.
Listen, it was a thought, okay? But my mom was just like, no, you need to kill it, you need to kill it. So I grab a stick from the backyard.
You got a weapon?
I grab a stick from the backyard because my mom told me to grab a
your
stick from
the backyard. Your villain transformation.
My Charlie Quinn moment.
Oh, no.
I touch the part of the trap, the sticky part of the trap where the mouse isn't, and I push it, like, outside.
No.
I have my mom seal the doggy door so the cheetah doesn't go out and try and eat it.
Okay.
And so I have the stick. I look at the mouse, and I just go, I'm sorry. And
what
so
the fuck?
I do a few swings and I miss the first few and I'm like,
this is brutal,
right?
What's going on?
And so then it gives a little squeak, a little, and I was like, oh, and then it stopped moving.
This is horrible.
Yeah,
I didn't know you killed a person.
Because my mom was just like, just do it, just do it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I've never taken a life before.
I doubt that.
Well,
no.
We're not exposing myself today. But, yeah, so I had to kill the mouse, and then I threw it in a trash bag, and I threw it away in, like, a bigger, like, one of those moving trash can thingy bobs that you have to put out each week.
What a waste.
And so that's,
I'm sure someone would love to have a fucking rat.
Mouse,
you
fucking bitch.
Psycho.
So that's how I am this week. You know, I feel like a murderer. I felt so bad and dirty after I did it.
I mean, you were, like, brutalizing it, so I get that.
Yeah. I mean, I only...
It's literally like Mortal Kombat 11. You're, like,
yeah.
The secret character.
Finish
killing
him.
A mouse, yeah.
Or finish her, Annabelle. You know, or it could be a guy named Annabelle.
Did you check the gender before you...
I didn't.
...killed it?
No.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was a woman because
I would have very
feminism.
Carefully, like, spread its tiny paws just to see... And then I would have closed it and been like, what do you identify with?
No! So how...
And then I would have killed it.
Oh my god, just being like, what do you identify with? Of course
no,
you
okay.
have blue hair and pronouns.
I was going to say not to like make this political, but this is literally Democrats. How do you identify? And then kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you this week?
Did you
murder...
I didn't murder. However, I am getting a snake very, very soon. I'm getting a pet snake.
We could have fed it Annabelle.
No, we couldn't have because I don't want it to get parasites from the dirty, dirty outside rats. I have to feed it premium frozen rats.
So you're discriminating.
Maybe.
They're frozen?
Yeah.
Oh.
They come pre-frozen. You buy them in little bags and then you just thaw one. And then when it's like warm, like you want it to be a little above room temperature so they think it's still alive. And then you like dangle it in front of them and they're like, ooh, ooh, and they eat it.
I thought you had to give them live mice.
You can do that, and some people do that because it's, like, more natural or whatever,
yeah.
But it's also dangerous because, like, a snake who's been, like, living in, like, human care its whole life doesn't really know how to fend for itself.
Yeah, and
so,
the mouse
like,
could kill it.
Yeah, the mouse could fuck it up, like, scratch it and shit.
Oh, shit.
So people usually recommend you just feed frozen.
Yeah.
And there's not, like, really a health difference or anything.
They sell dead mice like that in PetSmart?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck. That's scary.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be buying, like, every month. From now on, once I get my pet.
Damn.
They live up to 20 years, the one I'm getting.
Really?
So I might have it
for
a really
long
time.
Yeah. Okay, what are your name options?
Okay, so I was originally going to get a Pac-Man frog. But then I was like, okay.
Waka waka.
Waka waka. They're basically fat and they don't move. Yeah. And I was like, iconic. I love that. But they eat bugs. And I'm grossed out by bugs more so than mice.
Can you buy bugs like that?
Yeah, you can buy bugs like that all live too.
Oh, wow.
And the Pac-Man frogs eat live roaches. They eat live crickets. And they eat live fish. And it has to be live for the frog. And I'm like, I don't think I could deal with that. Like, having to feed it that, like, multiple times a week, like, roaches crawling around my fucking room and, like, pick out and feed it. Yeah, like, I can't do that. And other people are like, oh, yeah, just keep them in, like, a little box and then just have it. I'm like, I don't want a box of roaches in my room.
Yeah.
So, one, there was that. Two, it was getting pretty expensive, like, all the stuff for the frog. And I was like, I might as well just spend a little bit more and then get my favorite animal, which is a snake.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought snakes were really cool looking and they, like, feel really cool and they just kind of, like, slither around and do nothing. So,
it's
like,
because
I love
you
that.
Are a snake, you bitch.
Yeah. me stuttering. I've analyzed that about myself, and I think my relationship with snakes is very indicative of an old version of me, let's say. But they're also all about rebirth, and like they shed their skin every fucking couple months.
They're foreskin.
Like, yeah, they're foreskin. They were the ones who invented circumcision. Mm-hmm. So, fun little fact.
But they never actually circumcised themselves because the skin always grows back.
Yeah. They didn't believe in, like, full circumcision. They liked the gesture. Don't ignore Grindr going off.
They won't.
Yeah, they won't. Ew.
Not ew!
I don't... So, yeah, I'm getting a snake. The names... originally when I was getting the frog, I was gonna name him Hamlet, because he was gonna be a fat little frog, and I was gonna put a skull in his enclosure, like Hamlet.
Okay, to be or not to be?
Yeah, that is the question. Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'm still getting the skull, like, that's coming in the mail for the snake thing. But I don't like Hamlet for a snake, because it's like a noodle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking either Persephone if it's a girl.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite Greek goddess. Jormungandr if it's a guy, because that's like the snake god and Norse bullshit. Or something not as extra. Like, I was thinking Pipsqueak would be really cute if it's a small one.
Pipsqueak.
And I would just call it Pip.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are like the options on the table right now. We'll see.
You could always be very topical and name it Taylor.
Oh god. Are we gonna talk about Taylor?
No.
Okay.
If you know, you know, you don't, you don't.
Like, my roommate came home and was like, Taylor's new stuff came out. And she just, like, described the whole, like, 10-minute music video to me or whatever. And I was just like, okay.
She performed all of that on SNL last night. I didn't watch, but she performed all 10 minutes of that.
Damn.
They let her.
I mean, get it, I guess. Listen, I do think that it's weird how people bounce back and forth from, like, hating Taylor to loving her every couple years.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet about that and I was like, I guess I kind of agree with that, because it's like, once popular culture dictates that, like, people should hate Taylor, they kind of hate her, and then all the way around.
But that happens to everyone who, like, hits their peak. Like, once they hit their peak, that's when everybody's like, you know what, actually, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that was definitely where she was at a couple years ago. But...
Because I definitely do feel like a lot of the Taylor hate probably was a little unwarranted back then.
I think it was a lot of slut-shamey, too. Like, people would always talk about how she, like, writes songs about her exes, and I'm like, what male singer doesn't do that?
Yeah.
Like, pretty much everyone sings about their fucking past relationships. Like, it's not surprising.
Exactly.
It's just that Taylor happens to date other famous people who, like, you know them, so people want to defend them and shit, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, my stance on Taylor, listen, girl... Make your fucking music, do your thing. I respect you as an artist, but she's just not my cup of tea. But we already know that, because I listen to Pots and Pans music. Yeah. She never dabbled in that.
She could.
I mean, if that's her next genre change, I would stand.
I think.
Imagine she put out a hyperpop song, I would start coming.
That would be wild.
I would freak out.
I don't think she has the capabilities.
I don't think so either.
The thing about, like, because I know she's re-releasing all her old music for, like, legal reasons.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I don't hate on it, but every time she comes out with a re-release album, everybody's just like, oh my god, this sounds so good, it sounds so much better, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, sounds like the same song
to
me.
Yeah, I was like, it's the same song.
Yeah, there's like, it's like those Spot the Difference games, except there is no difference. It's the same fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast, guys. Because, you know, some of you aren't doing it.
Right. You know? And you need to give us 5 stars alone for the loud fan blowing into our microphone
for the first 4 minutes. Yeah. Definitely give us 5 stars. You know, lie as you usually would if you haven't already.
Right. Listen, we're talking about snakes and shit. You're one too. Come on. Go ahead. Lie in the comments. Give us 5 stars and then move on with your little day. And actually, no. Listen to the rest of this podcast so we get our AdSense.
And then move and on then with your little day.
Yeah.
And tell me I have a fat ass.
Yeah.
Please. Charlie needs it. I would really
Charlie's got
appreciate
such
it.
Thick, voluptuous cheeks, and they're, like, clapping violently as Charlie walks down the street.
I'm like Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I should be for next Halloween.
You should.
I could be, like, the mom thing is very fitting for me.
You are the mom
friend. I would be the thick mom, too.
You would need, like, oh my god, you should get, like, those, the pads that drag queens get for, like, their ass. So that you can have a really, really thick Miss Incredible ass.
We're writing this down, folks.
Yeah.
Keep me to it.
I can't believe Halloween's already a year away. I'm like, it feels like it happened so fast.
It also already feels like 3 months ago.
No, yeah. And I mean, it's this past two weeks, let's say, have been gone by really fast.
No, literally. It's wild.
Ew.
A lot has happened. But anyways, we're going to transition into some hot topics, so we'll be right back, okay? Welcome back to Gay Screaming. We're going to talk about some hot topics, except this week it's not plural. It's one, because only one hot topic matters this week, okay?
Yeah, I don't really care about anything else in the news.
Exactly, so drum roll, please. That's not a drum roll.
Oh, sorry, wrong clapping.
Anyways, it's the day after. Is it the day after? No, it happened on Friday.
I don't know when.
Saturday?
It happened on Friday. All I saw was the headlines, and then I looked at it, and it was like, oh, it's true.
Britney Spears.
You're just making up people now.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Tammy Lynn.
Okay, I can try again. Britney Spears is free!
Yeah.
This is where you applaud, bitch. Oh, so you'll do the clapping for the fucking drum roll. Thank you, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Well, she's coming, all right.
I mean, she's probably gonna get married now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, does she have a boyfriend? She's been trying to have kids.
Well, they're engaged.
There's a lot of things that this implies, because now she's gonna be able to get the IUD out, and yeah. I don't think she's gonna be, like, performing anymore.
Well, this is, like, a big, big win for her, because, like, A, she's gonna have, like, full control of all her money for the first time in 13 years.
Yeah.
So no one's gonna get to touch it but her.
Yeah.
And whatever accountants she decides to hire, probably. Yeah.
I also feel like, and I don't know if she would do this, but I feel like she could get away with suing, like, Jamie and...
I think so. I mean, ultimately, it's her choice if she's going
to
do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, she probably has enough money to, like, last her, so she doesn't need to sue, but just for, like, really fuck him over because he deserves it,
I think she should sue.
Yeah.
I honestly think they should go to jail.
They should, yeah. You know? I'm surprised this was, like, basically greenlit by the law.
No, exactly, and I've said it once, and I'll say it again. If this happened to Britney Spears, someone who still had not all the access, but definitely a lot more access to resources and things like that, and it took this long for her to get free,
yeah.
Imagine what it's like for someone who's broke.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
in this situation.
I'm sure there are other people in the situation who are going to be, like, stuck in this position.
Yeah, I think this is not only historic for the pure fact that Britney is finally free, but I think now a lot of conservatorship cases are going to change. You know? Like, I think Amanda Bynes is in one. I don't know what the situation there is like, but I feel like we're going to start looking at these things differently. But as far as Britney goes, I'm super happy for her, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to deal with her dad like that anymore. She can get married. She can have more kids. And personally, I hope she retires.
Yeah, I hope she does too.
I think she doesn't need to perform anymore. She's given us
more
than
enough. She's been consistently performing for, like, the last, what, like, 30 years?
And not of her own will.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's a long time coming. This is enough.
Exactly. If Britney never performs again and decides, I just want to live the rest of my life the way I want to live it, you do that. you have our full support.
Yeah.
You know, we will still give you streaming money.
No, she's going to be making money off of residuals for the rest of her fucking life.
No, literally.
Her songs are so fucking popular that, like, she's got a consistent cash cow. If she decides to never perform again and retire, one, she has enough money to do that comfortably.
Yeah.
And two, she's still going to be making more money off of the backs of her popularity because she's had so many hit songs.
I mean, she's Britney Spears,
yeah,
you know?
So it's just like, you don't need to break your back, girl. Like, if she wants to perform and, like, wants to do a show or something, that's completely of her own volition, but, like, at least she's not being forced to do it anymore.
Yeah. I was really worried that the judge possibly could have put another person in charge of her conservatorship, mm-hmm. you know, because that was always a possibility, but thank fucking God. They were just like, you know what? No. This
yeah.
is over.
It should have been done a long time ago,
no.
which is, like, a failure of the justice system here, but, you know, I expect nothing less.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time the justice system
failed. It's rigged. It's fucked up. It's
yeah.
rigged. It's bad.
But I hope for a few things. I hope that after this, people do, pun intended, leave Britney alone.
Okay.
You know?
Why is that a pun?
Because of the video?
Chris Crocker?
Yeah.
I guess. Is that considered a pun? Because you're just quoting him.
I'll call it a pun.
Sure.
Sure! It's a pun if I say it's a pun, you bitch.
Oh my god.
Not Jared getting turned on.
Oh.
Listen, I called Jared
Brenda.
A bitch all throughout Mario Party, and
yeah.
I didn't get that reaction.
I mean, that and also, like, neither of us won, so...
It was a game rigged against us. Let's break it down real quick.
Okay. So basically... We were on the haunted board.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, Luigi,
mm-hmm.
Charlie,
Daisy,
Donkey Kong,
uh-huh.
and
Rosalina. That bitch.
Yeah, and so we were, you know, doing okay. Charlie was in the lead pretty much the whole game. I stole a star from Charlie towards the end, so we were tied.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rosalina was a star behind us.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the fucking game, this bitch wins 2 bonus stars and wins.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, most traveled and most, like...
Unlucky.
Unlucky, yeah, because she's got 2 Bowser spaces and lost 2 of her stars.
Yeah,
so
she lost...
got them back, basically.
Yeah.
So she fucking wrecked us.
Yeah. I think she had that planned all along.
Probably.
Because I was in first place most of the game, but
yeah.
she was just like, just you bitches wait.
Yeah, she was plotting.
Don't play against a hard AI Rosalina, you know? That's the lesson we learned from that,
I think. Not good at the minigames, though. But
they are good at the minigames.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
But we won a lot of them.
Yeah, well, because it was a lot of 1v3s.
Mm. I just feel like they were hard.
They were hard?
No. They were hard in certain situations.
Oh.
Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, on the board, they would make some really dumb decisions.
So they were soft.
Well, I... Anyway, we played Mario Party. You get the fucking point.
But yeah.
Wait, hot topic! I just thought of something.
What?
So, Shin Megami Tensei 5 came out however many days ago. I don't know, what day is it?
2 days ago.
I have been playing that fucking game nonstop since the moment it came out. Let me fucking tell you, I am living! I want a long blue wig.
Is it an LGBT game, you think?
It gives me LGBT energy because the main character looks like a non-binary.
What did I just say?
A non-binary. Like, okay, I don't understand. So,
of course they have blue hair and pronouns.
Pronouns, exactly. My thing that confuses me so much about this game is, like, the whole premise is, like, oh, the world is ending, whatever. Just like every other Shin Megami Tensei game.
Why does the world always gotta end?
That's kind of their whole thing. Just
yeah.
like how Persona is like, oh, you got a Persona. Anyway.
And, like, Pokemon's like, oh,
you got
a Pokemon.
But this one specifically, it's like, oh, you merge with this thing who's, like, a demon, and it makes you into, like, a godlike
Not
being.
Not this thing.
Listen, Aogami, you know where to find me if you want a piece. Anyways, you merge with him, and then you become, like, a godlike being. So I'm like, why couldn't they just make it, like, no gender?
Yeah.
Why does a god have to have a gender?
Yeah.
But anyway, you remain a male throughout the whole game, even though, for some reason, when you merge with this masculine-looking, muscular robot...
You get boobs.
Man, yeah. You don't get boobs.
Oh.
You have a more prominent chest, but it doesn't look like boobs. It just looks like pecs.
They should have given them boobs.
Thank you. But you get, like, long blue hair, which neither of the main characters have long hair, which
mm-hmm.
is, like, random. And then you also get insanely pretty eyelashes. And I'm like...
What if it's, like, PEMDAS? You know, like, how, the Punnett squares.
Yeah, and then you carry the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And that's where they get the blue hair from, because it, like, skipped over.
It's recessive.
Yeah, it's a recessive trait.
Anyway, my headcanon is that the main character is trans, so I like that.
That's a good headcanon.
Yeah.
Anyways, we can end our hashtag Podly Free Britneys.
Yeah, we're done with that.
You know?
Because she's free.
So, hooray! Celebration!
We have to have a new Podly thing, though.
What's our new Podly thing, you think? If you're single, my phone number is 710. Imagine I just do that every week.
That'd be iconic.
It would be, but then my phone number would be out there, and I already have an issue with
that. We'll get into that.
We'll get there.
That grinder going off again.
We'll be right back. We're going to go to our commercial break. Give us money, please.
What's hosting have to say?
Welcome back. We hope you guys had a lovely break, even though it was probably only like 30 seconds for you. We're going to get into our next segment called What's On Your Mind, where we take a little bit of time just to talk about what's on our mind.
Correct.
So, Jared, pose to me the question.
What's on your mind, Charlie?
I'll tell you what's on my mind this week. You want to know what's on my mind this week? It's on my mind every day.
All night.
Actually, they don't call at night, but the latest I've ever got one is probably, like, 8:30, you know? And I'm like, aren't you guys asleep? Yeah, exactly, on the dot, because I was paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, but scam callers, it's a problem, okay? Every day they fucking call me, and every day they're like, do you want to sell your house? Do you want to pay off your student loans? A, I don't have a house.
Mm-hmm.
B, I'm a college dropout.
Mm-hmm.
C, sometimes they'll call being like, oh, is this so-and-so, thinking I'm my mom? And I'm just like, no, stop calling. And then the worst ones are when you pick up and you go hello and all you hear is boop 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 boop. And it's just like, what was the point, you know? I'm sick of them.
Look at Charlie complaining about how popular they are.
If only.
I'm getting all these calls. They won't leave me alone. Oh my god.
They're trying to scam me.
Yeah, they are trying to scam
you. You know? Also, please don't fall for a scam call. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how stupid. I know they're targeting seniors. Yeah. But like,
I mean, old people fall for that kind of shit so easily. It's really sad.
But it's just like, how stupid do you think the rest of society is? Like, come on now.
Those geriatric motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's just like, you're not going to do a little research on me. You already have my phone number.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like they could put a little more effort into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You don't want to be like, hey, this is Nintendo. We'll give you 300 free Animal Crossing Amiibo cards if you give us your social security and credit card information.
Charlie's like, now that's a scam I can get by.
Exactly. You know? And even the other day, I was at work, and I told Jared the story.
Right.
I was at work, and one calls me, and I was just like, hello? And he was like, hello? And I was just like, oh, he responded. And I was just like, who is this? And he was just like, oh, this is the credit card company. I see that you usually make your payments each week on your Discover card, but you didn't make your most recent payment. Why is that?
Also, who pays our Discover every week?
Every month.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I was just like, okay. And he was like, and you know, I have your social security information and your credit card information in front of me, so, you know, I can go ahead and help you out with this. And I was just like, okay, well, if you have my social security information, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he's like, well, like, but, and I was just like, how stupid do you think I am? And then he's like, who called you stupid? I didn't call you stupid. Who called you stupid? And I was like, you did. Just now. Like, you don't think I'm gonna fall? Like, you really think I'm gonna fall for this?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I never called you stupid. I'm just trying to help you out here. And, like, I knew I shouldn't have told him this part, but I was still like, I'm never gonna talk to this guy again. So, like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
And I was just like, if you really knew anything about me, you would know that I've never had a Discover card in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have Bank of America, and you say you have my social security in front of you, so why don't you fucking tell me what that is?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, actually, I see that you do have a Bank of America card. I have that information right in front of me, too, actually. So, you know.
It's like, again, if he had any of this, then why would he need to call you?
Exactly. That part. And then he kept going on being like, well, you know, I see that you make your Bank of America payments, but maybe we can sign you up for the Discover card. And he's going on and on and on and on. I'm just like, give up. Give up. And he's going on and on and on. I'm just like, give up. And then so he finishes his spiel and I'm just like, what part of like give up did you not understand? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was just like, what part of give up did you not understand? And he's like, this is bullshit. I'm a fucking man. I'm a man of my fucking word. And he was going on about how big and strong he was as a man. I was just like, this is fucking weird. Like, you're weird.
It became a dick measuring contest for him.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, come on now. I felt like it was his first call because, like, I was
talking
about... Yeah,
that reaction. Like, you should have just hung up and moved on to the next person on the list because you know that you fucking have to go through a whole list.
Literally.
Day.
And that's, like, the first time any of them have, like, actually, had a conversation,
like, yeah.
Then not hung up after 12 seconds.
Yeah, usually if
breathing.
I answer it and, like, start, like, throwing the bullshit back at them, they hang up pretty fast.
Exactly. So it's just, like, it had to be this guy's first call or something. Anyways, something needs to be done about these because they're really fucking annoying and I can block as many numbers as I want, but they're gonna keep calling me.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just unfortunate. Stop calling me, please. What's on your mind, Jared?
So I've been thinking a lot about the Facebook stuff that's happening with like it changing the meta and then their weird
the
virtual
metaverse
thing. Yeah, I don't like it. But the thing that made me think about Facebook is because when I was looking at snakes the other day before I was, like, deciding I wanted one.
Were you looking at them on Facebook?
Yeah, I was looking at them on Facebook. Because a lot of fucking reptile shops don't have their own website. They just, like, sell the things through Facebook. And I'm like, I don't like that. You either have to go in person or you have to buy them on Facebook and shit. So I was looking at Facebook, and then that reminded me of the whole phenomenon of, like, Facebook moms and how all these old people just, like, kind of took Facebook over after, like,
Everyone left. People stopped
using it.
After we went to Tumblr.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I have a lot of, like, extended relatives on Facebook who just post really cringy shit, and I'm just like, ooh,
yeah.
Facebook is nasty. But it's weird to me that it's, like, kind of... One, it's, like, a political thing, because a lot of people make, like, their little communities and shit, and they, like, are crazy conservative, like, anti-abortion bitches on there.
Well, the way the algorithm on Facebook works makes it very easy to fall into those traps,
exactly,
which is
why it's like
so many people
have,
you know?
So there's that, and there's also, like, the shopping thing, like, it's kind of becoming a marketplace, which it's literally
Facebook marketplace.
But yeah, they're, like, selling a ton of shit. Before I moved in here, and I was still looking at apartments back in Fullerton, like, a lot of people were, like, advertising rooms and, like, apartments and, like, looking for roommates on there, and it's just, like, weird how, like... That's pretty much the purpose of Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, nobody uses it as, like, a regular social media site where they just, like, post.
I mean, not only that, but the second biggest threat only... right under Mark Zuckerberg that comes from Facebook is the Red Table Talk. By Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay, we're done.
I'm sick of hearing about that marriage.
Every single thing that popped up on my timeline about fucking Will or Jada,
I'm
like,
stop.
We're done.
Yeah, nobody cares anymore.
Like, literally get a divorce.
Like, remember when we all thought they were so in love?
Yeah, now nobody thinks that because of how the last, like, year has unwinded.
Sorry, I don't mean to derail, but just,
no,
like,
that's
a part of Facebook
and
everything.
Right.
Like, why are they doing their own shows? Who's watching Facebook shows like that?
No, yeah, I mean, I get that Instagram is a part of Facebook, but even Instagram is kind of a flop just because, like, I don't use Instagram like I used to. When I was younger, I used to be, like, very avid on Instagram.
Same.
Now I just kind of, like, post a story every now and then. I post, like, once every 6 months.
Same. I mean, you know me, I barely post on Instagram.
Right.
As it is.
Right.
So.
And, like, the way they tried to do Reels and, like, copy TikTok and, like,
I mean, they copied Snapchat first, too, with the stories.
Right. I mean, they just kind of piggyback on whatever other people
are
doing. And so I get that that's, like, a money move, but, like, it's also kind of pathetic. Because especially the stories thing was one thing, because they tried to introduce their own, like, you have different filters and things, and that was slightly different from Snapchat. And then I think they introduced the ability to, like, make your own filter before Snapchat did.
I think so.
But yeah, either way, they had some interesting features there. The Reels thing doesn't make any fucking sense to me, because now
just use TikTok.
Like, yeah, one, just use TikTok, and two, sometimes I just open Instagram and it just immediately starts playing Reels, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I have to like turn my phone down because I'm like, it's just blasting a video at me.
Yeah,
I don't care.
And not only
it's not even from people I follow.
Not only that, but they also have the Instagram marketplace too.
My God,
your grinder's going off. Look at who's popular now.
Let's see.
Oh. What's his name?
It's the guy from earlier I showed you.
Which one? Oh, hosting.
Not hosting. Yeah, hosting.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of over the whole... Like, instead of trying to rebrand and, like, talk about Meta and all this bullshit, I'm like, can we just let it die?
They also have, like, WhatsApp and everything.
I never got into WhatsApp, yeah. So I don't understand that whole world.
My family is very big on WhatsApp because that's how they keep in touch with each other, you know?
It's called texting.
But that, because they're, like, in different countries and everything,
oh, okay, that
you can
sense.
Bypass, like...
Yeah, the international.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, what is Meta even supposed to be? It's just a different name? Or, like...
I think it's, like, an alternate name for the brand.
So is Facebook still gonna be Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook's still gonna be Facebook, like, the website. But the company that owns Facebook is now called Meta, I think.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Zuckerberg, a very die.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but, like, you did. So.
Listen, I'm already, like, going to hell. We've already discussed this. I also don't believe hell is a thing, so, like, I don't care.
Because he's Jewish.
Yeah, I'm cut. You heard it here first, ladies.
You can be Jewish and uncut.
No, you can't.
I'm sure there are some out there.
I mean, probably if, like, for some reason they can't have, like, the procedure done for, like, medical reasons. I don't know. But, like, it's literally a doctrine in, like, Jewish faith to, like, be circumcised.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
They have more reason to get circumcised because of their beliefs versus, like, random fucking Christian people getting circumcised.
Yeah.
They don't even believe in the same thing.
It's an Americanized thing.
Exactly.
Now.
Like, America's just like, oh, it looks better. Oh, it's hygiene. And I'm
yeah.
like, no, you guys are just closed minded.
While the rest of the world literally.
Yeah, the rest of the world just out here with their dicks.
Foreskin.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, complete derail. Sorry.
We'll be right back. We're going to go into our next segment, which is a brand new segment. Yay. Okay. BRB. Okay, welcome back, guys, to Gay Screaming. It's time for our bag new segment, you know, because I can speak English.
Yeah.
Our brand new segment that we call Looking, which, you know, it's our dating segment. We're going to talk about our dating and our sex lives. And, you know, on the topic for this week for our dating segment called Looking... It's cuffing season, you know?
Right, the season of the cuffs.
It's November, you know, the holidays have rolled around. Mariah
Sadly.
Carey has defrosted.
Unfortunately. Listen, I love Mariah Carey. I'm so tired of that song. Anybody who works in retail should be tired of that song.
You know, every retail job I've worked, I never heard Mariah Carey's version. I only heard the Fifth Harmony version. Because I'm sure it's an expensive song, you know?
I mean, yeah, but even the Fifth Harmony version, I'd be like...
But that one didn't play a lot because it was the Fifth Harmony version, but...
No, but I've heard that fucking song so many times in my life, both at jobs and in my life, and I'm just tired of it.
I can never get enough, but I also love Christmas.
I've had more than enough.
Jared's
I also
the
don't
Grinch.
Love Christmas, yeah. I am the Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. I feel like I made that joke last Christmas.
Did you?
Probably. Huh? Anyways... It's cuffing season. Cuffing
right.
season has rolled around,
right.
and,
The police love cuffing season.
Oh my god. ACAB. I'm not gonna lie,
You're
because
gonna lie.
It is cuffing season, not
Charlie
that-
before they lie.
I'm
not
gonna
lie.
A few weeks ago, I was like, I don't want a date, I don't want a relationship, but now that cuffing
oh gosh,
season has rolled
now
around-
now you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, now I'm just kinda like, I don't know.
There's some
I kind of
want to
get
pool,
in the dating game.
But there's some options in the pool for you.
Like, you think so? I don't think so. I disagree. Jared just mouthed someone's name and I'm like, no, I'm good on that one. I mean, full respect to all of them. But like, okay, Are you feeling the same thing right now, you think?
Like, do I want a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been in a very conflicted place with relationships for the last couple years because, like, I feel like I need to work on myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody can have a healthy relationship until they're comfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
It's very RuPaul-esque of me to say something like that.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
And I do think I'm in a place where I love myself and I've, like, forgiven myself for a lot of the things that I regret and I feel, like, bad about. Like, mistakes I've made and, like, how that reflects on me as a person and just, like, going through therapy and, like, working on my mental health. And so, like, it's good that I'm making progress with that, but I'm also, like, am I really at a place where I can, like, fully commit myself to another person and feel like I'm being fair to them?
No, I know how you feel. Well, because, like, the other thing is, I always think I want a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And then and as soon as you're in it.
Yeah, as soon as I find myself in the situations that are getting close to a relationship, I'm just like, oh, fuck, this is a lot of work.
It's very overbearing. You know? And you're also, like, spending a lot of time and money with the person.
Exactly.
And it's just
and like, I'm poor!
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel, okay, this is going to be the most materialistic Taurus bullshit you've ever heard in your life.
Go for it.
But the biggest thing that pisses me off about, like, going through a talking stage and going on a bunch of dates and it not working out is that I spent so much fucking money trying to make it work. Going on these dates, going to these trips, doing these things, and then, like, five, six dates in, if we decide not to talk anymore, if it's not a fit, I'm like, I could have been spending all that money on somebody else trying to make it work with them.
I mean, like, have I finessed a few trinkets and gifts out of guys? Sure!
On the receiving end, it's very nice, I will say.
Yeah.
Because I have been on the receiving end of that. Mostly dinners. Guys will buy me dinner pretty easily.
Yeah.
That, not to, like, brag, but I just mean, like, in terms of, like, making a profit off of dating, guys will buy me dinner. But if I'm, like, paying for dates and things like that, or, like, going to the movies and stuff, guys don't usually pay for that
as
quickly.
Yeah, dates are expensive, you know?
Right. So, it's, like,
But I also feel like if I were to get back in the dating game, I would do a couple things right now.
Right.
You know? I wouldn't necessarily look for dates on something like a Grindr or even Tinder.
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, Tinder, I've done and had some success with occasionally, but it's very dry these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother.
It's like becoming similarly cesspool-y as Grindr is. I learned my lesson on Grindr a long time ago. Girl,
yeah.
You might get lucky and be the one person in our fucking audience who's like, oh, I met my boyfriend on Grindr. That's very sweet.
Not
the majority of us, you should not be looking for dates on Grindr. You should not be looking for a relationship on there. I know we got slim pickings. I know it's hard out here for a gay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage once again. Slim pickings.
Slim pickings. But Grindr is just not it. You're not gonna find a man who loves you. I'm like, that's kind of the whole point. There
Gay
you go.
Screaming out of context. You're not gonna find a man that loves you.
When you post this on Twitter for our gay screaming account, you should just post that clip.
Oh my god, yes. But like, I feel like I'd have to do like a Hinge or a Bumble because like...
Okay, Hinge is bothering me too because, was it Bumble or Hinge?
One of the two. They're like the same
thing.
They're
pretty similar. They are more intensive with, like, asking questions about yourself, trying to get you to get to know the other person more before you start, like, trying to go out and meet up.
Yeah.
Versus Grindr's, like, meet up right now. But Hinge is one, a lot of work. You have to, like, fill out a whole fucking profile and bio, which takes a lot. And then two...
I'm very one-wordy when it comes to those things.
Yeah. And two, Hinge has very, very limited likes. Like,
oh,
you
really?
Can like, I think 10 people a day or something like that.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, so, like, you have to be very, very selective. Like, if you like somebody, you have to make sure, okay, is this worth a like? Are they gonna match with me? Do I think this is gonna work? Because the way it works, you can see all your likes on Hinge. So if someone likes you, you can immediately see who it is. And then choose to message them or not. So it's a hit or miss.
How much is Hinge Plus? Expensive?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. But yeah, I don't know. I think the last close to relationship thing I got into, I was going on dates with a guy who shall not be named. We still follow each other because, like, that seems to be my pattern. I remain following the people that I go through talking stages with. But we, like, went on, I think, probably 4 dates total.
Oh, shit.
We, like, hung out here a lot in my apartment. We, like, went on 1 dinner date, I think, or something. Yeah, we got sushi. And that was nice. And then we, like, made out and had some sexual stuff happen, but it never got, like, too serious. And then, like, out of nowhere, he just completely...
ghosted.
The usual, he completely stopped responding to my texts, completely stopped trying to reach out to me. And it's really bothersome, too, when it goes from, like, 100-0 like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would appreciate it more if people were like, oh yeah, I don't think I want to pursue this. Yeah. I would be like, okay, cool, that's fine, we could still be friends.
I can get over the hurt feelings after, exactly, like, a day. Like,
but
fine.
If it's like you're texting me every day and then all of a sudden you don't want to talk to me anymore and you don't say anything ever again, I'm like, oh, that kind of hurt.
Like, I get the argument of, oh, I get that I'm not owed anything, but it's, yeah, still, like, but it's the least you could do to, yeah, be like, hey, this isn't going to work.
You're essentially wasting my time.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you were just to cut it off clean and just say, oh, yeah, I'm not interested, that would be more of a, you know, stand-up,
exactly,
kind of thing to do.
And that's, like, kind of the thing I'm worried about, too, because, like, the main reason why I really stopped, like, dating, mm-hmm, I don't want to say, like, a year ago, but probably, like, 6-7 months ago, mm-hmm, is that guy who was like, what would you do if I ghosted you? And I was like, don't say that. And then he ghosted me, and I was just like, okay, you know what? Fuck you guys. You, yeah, win, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of why, like, I really stopped dating. And then my ex-supervisor kind of forced me into a relationship.
Yeah.
That was weird and awkward, and fuck you for that. especially when I was in such a, like,
bad place
at that time. That wasn't great. So, like, definitely, like, after that, I was just like, fuck it. And then I had my whole phase. But still, I was just like,
I would like to interject here and say that in between all of my relationships,
is
there
a whole
have
phase.
Been very significant whole phases.
Yeah.
Because I, one, have a very high libido, and two, I need attention. And so sex is usually the only attention that men will give me.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
It's just, the thing for me was, like, I was tired of getting my feelings hurt,
yeah,
by guys romantically, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna take the feelings out of it and put the power into my hands.
I agree with that. Okay, this is the double-edged sword of it all, because, also, sorry, this dating segment might take up a lot of time. But
it's our podcast!
Our podcast, we can do whatever we want. I'll skip fucking Aspiring Himbo this week, I don't care. My thing is, when I entered the dating scene as a young teenager, I was insecure as fuck, and I felt very unattractive, and I'd never had anybody pay attention,
yeah,
to me. And I was also, like, pretty new to the whole gay scene. I didn't know anything. Versus me, a seasoned homosexual now, have been in the game.
A gay elder,
at
24.
I'm turning old, yeah. It was like stepping into the fucking wild and having these animals coming at you.
The breath,
like,
of the wild?
Yeah, but except I'm not Link with a sword. I'm a fucking twink with no fucking self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, it was dangerous out there. And guys fucked me over a lot. And, like,
they'll do that.
My first couple relationships were really misguided because I was just really desperate for attention and I wanted someone to care about me. And as soon as a guy was like, oh, I really like you, dare I say I love you, I immediately was like, I'll do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
And that's also not a way to operate a relationship, because you can't just give up everything trying to, like, make it work.
No, literally.
You're still your own person. So, like, my first couple relationships ended really badly, and from there, it was, like, trying to emulate that feeling of, like, being cared for. But a lot of men, specifically gay men, because gay men are all about, like, instant gratification, it was like,
I mean, look at their bios on the apps. It's,
yeah,
literally, like, they're ordering from
the
a buffet.
Point. Yeah, it's like, you're a fucking piece of meat. And it goes straight to sex so fast. And, like, I was playing into that for a long time because I was like, well, it's either this or get nothing, you know? So this is something at least. But it left me feeling, like, so empty and so bad about myself,
yeah,
because I was, like, being used actively for someone else's pleasure.
Yeah.
And then,
and you weren't even being taken into consideration during,
right,
those hookups, I bet.
Right, right, exactly. Especially the early ones, because I was so young and I also didn't really know what I liked yet. I was still,
yeah,
just kind of playing along. So it was like, I got in some really bad positions because of that, but that's besides the point, because now I'm kind of at a place where, like, I can play the hookup game. I'm very good at playing the hookup game. I can detach my feelings from something very easily. If I know going into it that it's just a hookup, I will completely just treat it like a transaction.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe that's not a healthy way of looking at it, but that's how I protect my feelings. That's also how I make sure that I get what I want out of it. Because before, I was just kind of like, well, this guy wants to pay attention to me and have sex with me, I'll do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, if you want to hook up with me, I want this, this, and this. And then, like, I get my oats too.
Yeah.
But it gets complicated when it comes to relationships because, like, so many gay men only want sex or only want certain things. And then you factor compatibility into that. You factor personalities into that. You factor, like, monogamy versus polygamy into that. It gets so fucking complicated.
There's layers.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I haven't been able to find somebody that fits the things I want.
Well, just like...
Who also likes me.
No, because that's a big part of it. It's just like, sometimes you could be dating someone for a little bit, and then you realize, oh, they don't even like me. Why are we...
No, that too! That's a really weird position to be in, but yeah. I totally, like, dated people like that.
I just, like, for me, the problem... Because even with the hoe phase, after a while, like, I was enjoying it, but not only did it get old, I feel like just with the way guys were treating me in the hookups sometimes, or even just on the apps, like, getting to that moment, I felt gross afterwards, and I felt like, again, I wasn't being taken into consideration.
Yeah. It gets to a really inhuman place, because people aren't treating each other like people, they're just treating each other like... fucking meat sacks.
Exactly.
Literally.
And I was just like, you guys don't get to treat me like that. So that's also why I was off of the apps for a long while.
Right. Your hiatus era.
Yeah. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't know if it's because, like, especially an old flame of mine got engaged.
Are we talking about that?
I'll say is good luck to her, because I'm sure you're already aware of all the cheating that went on.
Oh, God.
But I don't know if that's causing the, oh, well, now I need to be a relationship, which it definitely wouldn't be fair to someone else. But I don't necessarily think it's because of that, because I'm kind of over, like, him getting engaged. But I went in the moment. It definitely did spark something of, like, oh, all three of, like, my big old flames are, like, either engaged or married now.
Right.
And I'm alone, you know?
Right. But interestingly enough, I also think that, like, one, people show the relationship that they want to put out into the world.
Yeah.
They don't show all the messy stuff. So it's like, I'm sure their relationships aren't perfect either.
No,
so
definitely.
Even though they are technically not single and you are, like, you don't have to worry about the toxic aspect of that.
Yeah. That's definitely... 'cause the other thing I think about, too, is just, like... I know I wouldn't want to date any three of them anyways, because I know all three of them
are
trash.
Yeah. That's another thing. Sorry, this keeps, like, turning into a million tangents, as usual. But it's, like, not to drag my friends. I love my friends to death. But most of my friends in relationships, they're a little bit toxic. If not really, really toxic. Versus, like, I can literally, off the top of my head, I can only think of two people that I know that I'm close with who are in healthy, normal relationships.
Yeah.
Everyone else is either single or in a somewhat messy relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not good in messy situations, because I have been both the person being messy and also on the receiving end of being in a toxic relationship. And, like, neither one feels good.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of would rather be single than be in that kind of position. I just want something healthy.
Yeah. Is this just... I definitely know how you feel, because especially growing up, I had no good representation of a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So I definitely would like to break the cycle.
Absolutely.
And be that. But, like, I don't feel, like, ready right this second to get back into the dating game.
Yeah.
Because especially the holidays are coming up, and there's just a whole whirlwind around
lot.
That.
Yeah, family
but
and friends. And
because of that, it also makes you feel like you have to be...
Yeah, you have
be
to ask
with
somebody.
Someone,
yeah.
You know?
Cause I mean, especially seeing other people, both in family and friend groups, who have someone and they're, like, you know, together or whatever, it just, like, kind of makes you feel that, not fear of missing out, but you're, like, jealous a little bit.
Yeah. And I guess the thing I have to remind myself is I'll be okay without a relationship through the holidays or even past Valentine's Day. Like, I've gotten through it before.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Fun fact, I've never had one, my longest relationship was only 7 months, but two, I've never had someone that I brought, like, to the holidays or, like, brought home to family or anything.
I mean, same. I've never had I had, like, Tumblr boyfriends back in the day, but those don't count.
Yeah, those don't count, because I had a few Tumblr boyfriends, too.
And, like, one of the relationships literally lasted a day, like, the next day.
I had one that lasted a weekend, and I felt really bad.
No, I had two like that. Like, the first day... he was like, you want to be my boyfriend? And I was like, oh my god, yes! And I was like 14 and he was like 15, you know?
Bro.
And then the next day he was like, actually, I don't think I could do this. And I was like, oh my god! And then there was another one where we dated for like 3 days. His name was Henry.
Oh, Henry.
And I was all into him and he was all into me.
Wow.
And then, like, on day 3, we were both like, I don't know, actually. And then he went on to, like, have a fight with Shane Dawson about his blackface.
Oh, I don't know. That.
That was what I think sparked, like, the whole...
Yeah, the controversy.
Yeah, but, like, I've never had, like, an actual, like, relationship. I've dated guys, okay. But, like...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I could... I could see myself being successful in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's I feel like that's a pat on the back to myself just because I feel like I've grown a lot.
Yeah.
Through a lot of these past experiences. And
yeah.
I don't feel pressured to do like this just because I want to stunt on an ex or
yeah.
like something. Like
when it's coming from a bad place, the same way people have kids for dumb reasons,
yeah.
like getting into a relationship for a dumb reason is like, it's going to fail.
Yeah. I feel like now I can do it and do it for the right reasons because, like, I want to try to find someone to share, you know, these feelings with and,
yeah.
you know, be there together for each other.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, I don't know, a throuple or whatever. Yeah. However, and the chips end up
falling
for yeah. me, I'll be good so long as it's a healthy relationship. But
right.
I have to keep reminding myself, as bad as I may want one, they are a lot of work.
Yeah.
They are a lot of time. They are a lot of money, and I don't need to feel pressured to get in one just because it is cuffing season and everybody's like, oh, I love my baby so much.
Yeah. The funny thing about cuffing season, one, okay, my default is, like, I do feel like I want to be in a relationship. I don't want to feel alone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really like being alone. Because I like having my
yes!
independence. I really like having my independence. I like being able to make my own decisions without anybody, like, consulting.
Yeah.
And that's important to me, so I need to have that in a relationship. And when I start feeling like someone's breathing down my neck or it's very codependent, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I also don't like feeling abandoned. Like, if I text
yeah.
you and you don't text back for, like, 5 days and we're supposedly boyfriends, that's literally reason that I broke up with some of my exes before. Like, not to, like, name people, but, like, a good friend of mine who's still my good friend, the reason I broke up with him because we were dating was because he literally was just like, oh, I'm so busy. And I'm like, you're the one who wanted to date me. Why are we doing
yeah.
this, you know? So I broke up with him because I was like, if you're not gonna like commit yourself in a relationship to me and like spend time with me and talk to me, then why are we doing this?
Exactly.
It's just like a show.
No, exactly.
But cuffing season is a weird season for me because like my second relationship ever was in my freshman year of high school, or not high school, freshman year of college, and it was very fast, it was long distance, we met in person I think once, and then it was very quick, like things moved really fast, and I felt what's the word? Like, suffocated almost. And then I broke it off really quickly because I was like, I don't
like
this.
Like, after you guys met?
Yeah, after we met. I was like, I don't like this. It's moving really fast. It's scary. It's long distance. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm supposed to be young and, like, have experiences in college and whatever. And then shortly afterwards, that's when he killed himself. So it was, like,
oh, no.
a really bad place because it was, like, he had his own issues that
yeah.
I didn't know about. And also, like, I felt like I contributed to that.
That's very hard, though.
Yeah. So, like... Cuffing season is bad because this is the same time that that happened.
Yeah.
Like, that relationship ended and he died in November of
yeah.
2015. So, like, right now, every time cuffing season comes around, I do want to not be alone, but at the same time, I just feel really, like, think about that a lot and it makes
yeah.
me want to be alone because I don't want to, like,
I mean, it's
hurt
like
anybody.
It's like a huge, like, shadow lurking over
yeah,
your shoulder.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like... clockwork every year. Like, people around me are getting in relationships and I'm like by myself and I don't really want to be in a relationship during this time of year because I just feel really bad.
Yeah. I feel
like
that's fair though.
Yeah, it is fair. And like, I've tried to work through it. I've talked to my therapist about it and it's like, the main thing people try to tell me is like, it's not your fault that that happened. But I still feel like if I had made better decisions and like not gotten into the relationship in the first place or not like let him on as I did.
I mean, that's completely understandable
right,
though.
Right.
You know, you're allowed
yeah.
to have those feelings.
Right. But it's just like, it reflects back to like, what kind of relationship do I want? And like, how do I make that happen?
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure.
Cause a lot of people operate differently in relationships and you can't really know how someone operates in a relationship until you start dating them.
Yeah.
So it's like, a guessing game, kind of, where
yeah.
you have to try it out and see. But it's, like, I also get so tired of just, like, going through a talking phase every fucking
yeah.
couple of weeks and, like, having to learn all about all these things that this person likes and, like, it just...
It's
exhausting.
If someone asks me, what do you do for work?
Someone asks me what my favorite color is one more time.
Nobody ever asks me what my favorite color is.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Oh.
But, like, a nice, like, why was I gonna say Tampa?
Tampon? Your
no,
favorite
Tampa.
Color is tampon?
Like a pastel purple.
Oh, okay,
you
yeah,
know?
I can see that for you.
I like that. Anyways, that's our dating segment this week.
Took up the whole rest of the podcast. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, by the way, which is called Gay Screaming.
We like the support.
Yeah.
If you listened all the way through, leave in the comments what you're doing for cuffing season and the holidays.
Yeah. What is your biggest concern about cuffing season?
Yeah.
Or what is your favorite part about cuffing season? Is it the gray sweatpants? Because it's the gray sweatpants for me.
Absolutely. That's my favorite part. And also, if you're in a relationship, tell your significant other that you love them.
When I was living in Berkeley and fall and winter rolled around.
That was the time.
All those college boys.
That's one thing. Okay, I'll be back on campus next year. But the college boys, when they would be in sweatpants season, that's like so exquisite. And not to say...
The best hookups always happen around that time,
it's
too.
It's true. But also, not to say that frat boys should be applauded. By any means.
They should
be cast into hell.
Yeah.
But when they're walking around campus in those gray sweatpants, thank you. That's all I have to say.
You can follow us at Gay Screaming Pod on Twitter. You can follow me at @TheMisty_Terrain on Twitter. You can also follow me at @TheRealMistyTerrain or @TheMistyTerrain on TikTok. One or the other. Mm. What are yours?
Mine's @local_twink. You can also find me on Nintendo Switch playing Shin Megami Tensei 5 out now.
And me playing the new Animal Crossing update. I literally spent too long decorating those houses.
You do.
But...
I'm like, you don't get anything from it.
I don't, but like, it's fun.
Is it?
I get to live my interior designer fantasy, you know?
I guess. My thing with the Animal Crossing stuff is like, I really enjoy building my house because, like, I get to play in it.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm building houses for other people and I only get to, like, see them on display, it doesn't really feel
like... You
get like...
to play and interact with their stuff.
Yes.
You know?
But it's not the same as, like, oh, I'm done with the day, time to go back to my house and go to sleep, you know?
I guess. Yeah. That's real. I guess. But, like, it's fun for me, you know? Like,
I think you'd be good if you, like, an interior designer in real life.
I think I could be too, but I have no taste, so.
You have hella taste. It's just, wind it up.
Are you saying I'm tasty?
Yes, you're very tasty, but wind it up is your weakness. That's not camp, that's
the hit
bad.
Song by Gwen Stefani, Yodelay Hee Hoo.
Charlie hears yodeling and goes, oh, this is camp.
It is!
If you were on a mountain and a white woman started yodeling, would you literally be like, oh my god, we stand?
Yeah, I would.
I like that.
What are you saying? You hate Julie Andrews?
Yes.
Fuck you. Did we say everything we hate? That's Judy Garland!
I don't know what the fuck is going on!
Oh my god. We need to have a history lesson.
Listen, I was doing so bad in history all my life.
And then I rolled around to teach you about the elder woman of yesteryear.
Elder Scroll?
Yeah! Imagine.
I didn't know Judy Garland was in Skyrim.
Anyways, bye guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
No. Yeah.
No, I was going to have the last word, and I say...
Pickle.
No, and then bye.